Just a second.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Hi, Julian. I have Kevin here on the line. He has a truck in business. He has 14 trucks. Says that he can use $125,000 to purchase some new vehicles.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is this Kevin?
Yep, that's me.
Hey, Kevin. My name is Julian. I'm with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, man. Let's see what we can do for you. Looking for some more trucks?
Well, a little. I mean, she called me here. I mean, like I said, I told her I got a good bank. I mean, I borrow money at the bank if I have to, but she called me, and I mean, I don't turn money down or something, that's, you know, out there.
Oh, of course not, yeah.
You know?
For a lot of our customers, we're more like a secondary resource of funds. So they have their local bank, and then they have us as like a backup. You know, let me just get some quick information from you, and then I'll be happy to kind of lead you in that direction. So what's the name of your business, Kevin?
Quick of All Enterprises.
Can you spell that for me?
KRIKAVA, and then Enterprises.
Enterprises, okay. Where are you located?
Yeah. Pawnee City, Nebraska.
Pawnee City, Nebraska. Oh, very cool. Okay. I'm in San Diego, West Coast office. Pawnee City. Okay.
Oh, okay.
What's the best
amount? Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, 785-547-6411.
Okay, cool. That's the best I'm going to reach out in case we get disconnected?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, 785-547-6411, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, cool. What about an email address?
KevinKrikova@yahoo.com.
Okay, Krikova@yahoo.com. Okay, so you have 14 trucks right now. How many did you say, how many more did you say you're looking for, roughly?
Oh, I was going to buy a couple here. There's some out in Pennsylvania I've talked to a guy about. He's supposed to send me some. I was going to buy a couple here maybe next week.
Nice. Just kind of shopping around, kind of seeing what's out there.
Yeah. Well, it's, I don't know if you probably don't keep up with the trucking industry, but there's this deal with this mandatory electronic logs. And if you've got a certain age of truck, you don't have to put these damn electronic logs in there. And so I found a couple older ones that are really immaculate, and you don't find them. And so I was gonna maybe try to buy. Well, he's got three of them. And I said, well, I told him, I said, you saved me some pictures of them. I already seen one of them. He sold. And he said, well, I've got three more of them. And I said, I'd probably be interested in a couple of them, you know.
Awesome.
And then, you know, like I said, I was just figuring on getting it at my bank. But then you guys called here this morning. And so I thought, well, I'll talk to you about it.
Cool. Good timing. Yeah, maybe we can get some competitive options in place for you. Okay, cool. So what did you guys do in gross revenue last year?
Oh, boy, I'd have to. She got my taxes.
Just kind of like
I imagine
about.
We do about 125 to 30,000 a month.
Okay.
So probably a million and a half or something.
Okay. Very cool. How long you guys been in business?
About 18 years.
18 years? Wow. Are you the original founder?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. And are you the 100% owner, Kevin?
Yes.
Okay.
100%. Yeah, I don't. Well, I'm the owner. I borrow a little. I don't have a lot of money borrowed on my trucks at the bank. I got a little, but not. I owe on a 2007 Peterbilt. I owe a little money on, but I don't have nothing borrowed on my trucks.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So they're pretty much almost all paid for outright.
Yeah, they're all paid out. But of course, the bank's got some of my titles for collateral.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. I borrowed some money. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. It's okay.
Well, I borrowed money on some of them in the past, you know, to buy them, but when I paid them, kept my title. I mean, got kind of a rolling deal. I farm too, and that, but on that part, I'd like to find an investor that'd be wanting to invest in land, but I don't. Do you got anything like that?
Well, we actually do working capital financing as well. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but it's basically an easy way of getting you a large amount of cash, and you can pretty much use it for whatever you want for the business. You can use it for land if you wanted to. Have you done working capital financing before?
I'm not sure what, you know, I don't know what you're talking about there, but...
Yeah, I'll kind of...
No, I've never dealt with it. I've just dealt with my local bank, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I'll kind of just fill you in with what working capital is. It's a fairly new lending product. It really came into about after the recession, 2008, 2009. Banks became a lot more conservative as far as like lending goes. I'm sure you've been to your local bank a lot since 2008, and you kind of know they don't really mess around too much with lending you just straight cash for your business. Our company is actually one of the first ones to offer working capital financing. Working capital just means it's short-term unsecured cash. So say, for example, if you needed, you know, $250,000 for a project you wanted to invest in, that's kind of one of the things that we can do for you as well. We'll look at the equipment financing, and then we can kind of look at some other options if you just needed some cash for your business as well. Because you don't have to use that for trucks.
Yeah.
You can use it for anything. We obviously want to know what you're using it for, because we want to make sure that we're making a good investment. But you're the expert
right.
in the industry, you know, so we kind of leave it up to you as to what you're going to do with it. Okay, so back to the trucks. You said you've been dealing with this guy. He has three used, right? And about 125K total.
Yeah, they're used.
Have you purchased?
Well, probably about 125. Well, no, he wants about 35 a piece. I think I can get him down to.
Nice.
I don't know what that comes up to be.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, about 105K total. But then we can include, like, transportation fees or whatever. A lot of those costs we can wrap up in the financing as well, so you don't have to pay anything outright. Have you done business with this guy before?
I see.
Have you purchased trucks from him in the past?
No, uh-uh. No.
Okay.
It's an individual he's got his own shop, and he's going to get out of the business. He's got about 18 trucks, and he said, I'm just tired of dealing with help.
Nice.
You know, with the society. Society in general, I think he's tired of dealing with it.
I don't blame him.
I don't know. I agree. But I guess I don't give up very easy, so I'm going to keep on bucking.
Good for you, man. I'm the same way. You got an impeccable attitude, so... Just keep pushing.
Yeah. Well, it come from my folks. It come from my folks. That's where it come from. On that part. But yeah.
Good genes, right? Good DNA.
Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, you do it you just pick up by your bootstraps and keep on moving, what my mom always told me.
Exactly. As long as my legs are moving, I'll keep walking, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so are you going to need some more drivers for these trucks, or do you have plenty of drivers already?
I've got two drivers actually kind of waiting for them.
Nice.
I've got two drivers kind of waiting for these trucks.
Okay, cool. And you have plenty of work for to put these trucks to good use as well. You got.
We got plenty. We move hoppers, work, and we do reefer. We do cattle. We haul cattle too. So we got.
Cool.
I got plenty of work. I got plenty of help dispatching them and all that. I'm in good shape there. It seemed like. I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you. Help is hard to find. I've got one guy now that's not the best, but and I got these two other guys. They come recommended by two guys that are working for me now. So I'm in pretty good shape there, I think, because they would recommend somebody that's a loser.
Yeah, you know, I do have some other customers in the trucking industry, and that's kind of what I feel like happens a lot. There's just kind of a high turnover rate in trucking, right? Like drivers come and go all the time. They jump ship to different
companies.
Is that right with you guys too? Same thing.
It is.
Yeah.
It is, yes. It is hard. Now, we're, of course, more in the Midwest. I'm more in the Midwest, and a lot of the guys I hire, I know them from, you know, way back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, they're not, you know, they're not, I don't have them all local, but a lot of my guys are, you know, they're local guys, you know, that I know, they know me, and that type of stuff. I've had, you know, several of them with me. Well, the longest guy's been with me probably for 15 years.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow, that's awesome.
You know. Absolutely. Yeah, and so, you know, he'll be here as long as, you know, he'll be here as long as, you know, as he can. But help is an issue, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But so that's that the trucks and I'm, you know, I've been wanting to buy some land, but I've been looking for an investor on some land, and I just don't know. I haven't worked on it a whole lot, but
have you gone to your bank? Have you gone to the bank for
what's
the
that?
Land? Have you gone to the bank to and asked for financing for the land?
I haven't. You know. Well, the thing with the land deal is I've got what they call Farm Credit Services here. They seem like they want to lend it, but they want, you know, they want about, they want you to come up with about 35% of your on your own. Well, you know, that takes, you're starting to buy, you know, $400,000 or $500,000 worth of property.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a lot of cash for me to take out of my business, and the return isn't, you know, the return is there, but it's not right away.
Right, exactly.
You know, we farm, and like I said, it takes a while, you know, to get that return. So you put out $150,000 or $180,000, and then you got to go plant a crop on top of it. It takes a long time to get your money back.
Yeah, exactly, and that's a huge strain on your cash flow as well.
It is. That's where you guys might come in here now. If I don't have to borrow, if I could use the bank, my own bank, for some of the land and borrow some of the shorter term on the trucks or cattle or what have you, you know, it just takes an awful lot of money to work anymore.
Yeah. So under Krikova Enterprises, you do trucking and you do like agricultural type of work. Is it both under the same?
They're split. I got separate entities.
Okay, gotcha.
I got separate entities.
Okay, cool.
You know, if I'd include my farming, I probably got, well, I don't know. I'd have to get my, you know, my bank statements, but I bet you we've been going through probably $125,000 or $100,000 a month on the farm too. So you put them two together, I probably go through $200,000 plus a month.
Oh, very nice.
$200,000 a month.
That's awesome. You got some good business.
Yeah, I got a lot of cash flow. That's what I got quite a bit of cash flow. That's why I put my money into stuff that cash flows.
Yeah.
You know, you put a truck on the road. You put a truck on the road, and more than likely in 2 weeks, you've got revenue coming off of it. You know,
the land.
You know, you got a cash flow there. Yeah, land is short, is longer term.
Yep.
It the investment is there, it'll hold its value, but it's there. You gotta float it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta float it. Same way I feed cattle. I feed some cows. I fatten cows. I buy thin cows at the sellers, and then I bring them out and I fatten them up, and then I sell them what they call grade and yield. I sell them to the packing house directly, and then I turn those cattle in about 90 days. It takes me about 90 days to fatten a cow up, and that's where I'm coming up with my cash flow. You know, I'll sell, you know, about $100,000 worth of cattle a month.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's awesome. What's the name of your farming business?
Well, it's just on my personal name.
Oh, is it like a sole proprietorship? Sole proprietorship, or?
Yeah. I'm just gotcha. Kevin Kirk. It's just under my personal name.
Okay, gotcha. Do you file separate tax returns, or is it all one tax return?
Yeah, I file separately, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so what I want to do is see what we can do for you as far as cash on the farming side, and then we'll see what we can do for you for the trucks on the trucking side. let me ask you a couple more questions. What kind of, you talked a little bit about the return that you see with like cattle and stuff like that. What kind of return do you see on a truck? Like if you were to bring on, you know, three of these trucks, 35K each, how much money is each one going to make you?
Well, you know, there you go about driver stuff. But, you know, usually a truck will run about 125,000 miles a year. Mm-hmm. And you need to keep those trucks running for about $1.50, $1.60 a running mile. I don't know what that figures up. I'm sitting in a pickup right now. I don't have a calculator in front of me, but you run them for about $1.50. You know, I've been, you know, and it takes you, well, fuel's about 50 cents a mile right now. I pay my drivers 35 cents a mile. There's 85. Mm-hmm. Some of them I got my own trailers behind. Some of them I don't lease a trailer, but I have another place that we pull the reefers, and I give them probably, well, I give them 16% is what I do for dispatch. I give them 16% of the gross for dispatch and trailer rent. And so they dispatch them for me, and they, of course, they keep up the trailers, but 16%, I probably give them another probably 20, 22 cents a mile, so you're talking 50. 35, that's 85, and then about $1, what would that be, about $1.07?
Yeah.
So there's about 40 cents, about 40, 50 cents a mile there for to pay my bills. I'm talking about, you know, well, such as yourself, paying you back. Upkeep, oil changes, insurance, you know, tags, yeah. Stuff like that. So you're talking 40 cents a mile. So you're talking about 40, 45 cents a mile, 50 times 120,000. So you're talking about $60,000 a year to pay some insurance, pay you guys back, upkeep, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So if you multiply that by three, that's about $180,000.
$180,000, okay.
Of clear money or disposable on my part to pay other bills besides, besides the fuel, because the fuel is already included, 50 cents a mile, the driver's wages already included there, that's 35, and then trailer rent, if I rent a trailer. Now, some of them I put my own trailers behind, mm-hmm. and I dispatch them.
Okay.
But yeah. So there's about $60,000 there, you know, okay. you know. That you've got there to pay some other bills with. Now, I'm not saying that's clear money. Like I said, that's to pay, you know, your upkeep, your insurance, and if you're going to pay your truck off. I mean, I got quite a bit of cash in the bank. I can buy a couple of these trucks and not really have to borrow money.
Right.
But there you go. It takes away from my bank account.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing.
And every time I buy something. Yeah, and every time you take all your money out of your bank or take it down low, then shit happens.
Exactly.
You know, something don't come in as fast. Something don't come in, somebody don't pay as fast, or you have a major breakdown somewhere.
Yep.
So I always like to make sure I've got backup, you know. You know, I've either got more money in the bank, or when I buy them trucks, I mean, I can take the titles into my bank and borrow money on it, mm-hmm. you know, but I don't know. It's just the way it is. I mean, but every time I seem like I do something like that, you know, bound and determined, something else is going to go wrong, that you're going to take some cash out of your account if you spend $70,000, $80,000 or $100,000 on these trucks.
Yeah, exactly. And from my experience, cash flow is a number one priority for businesses. Like, you know, I've had some businesses that, you know, they're like, oh no, I'll just pay cash for it. And then something happens, like you just said, exactly, especially in the trucking industry too, or construction as well. Something happens the next month and like, oh wow, I really do wish I financed that truck even after paying for interest expenses. Like now it's costing me, I'm not able to take on this new project that I wanted to do. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Okay. So it sounds like you got a good handle on
your business. I'm glad somebody else goes through the same thing.
Oh, really?
I say I'm glad somebody else goes through the same thing as I do because that's the experience I got with.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kevin, how would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Well, I don't know. I haven't run it for a while. I don't run my credit, but I think the last time somebody said it was at like 7:30 or something like that. 7 1/4, 7:30. I don't know if that's good or fair or what. But
yeah, it's slightly above average. The national average right now is about 680, 690, so you're doing just fine.
Yeah, it should be good.
Yeah. So just so you know, the working capital loans, the cash, it doesn't show up on your personal credit. It goes on your business credit. And then we do have to look at your personal credit as part of the process, but it's more based on the cash flow of your business. These programs are generally not credit driven. Like I said, we do have to look at your personal credit because there's certain people that we can't lend to at all. I don't think we're going to run into any of those issues with you.
Yeah.
Sounds like we should be able to get you a decent amount of money considering your cash flow is pretty strong, especially on the farming side as well. So regarding the truck financing, have you tried to go through your bank already to get financing in place or no? I think you mentioned that you have some
money
to out with them.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I've got a few, but no, it ain't that much. No, If it would work between me and you, I'll buy the trucks and call a bank. I mean, you know.
Okay. Cool. So you got some options.
It ain't the idea. I've got some options to get the money. I mean, you know, it just don't tie you up quite as hard at the bank. If you guys are competitive and I can get another source of income or another source of funding, it makes you that much stronger.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
That's the way I look at it. It just makes you that much stronger. I mean, you know.
Exactly. Why wouldn't you want to have options, you know? Or like, you know, say for example, if your bank says, oh no, sorry, you're capped out in your credit line or whatever, then you can go to us and we'll, you know, fill in those gaps for you. We're a relationship-based bank, so we try to build the best relationship possible with our customers, so that way, you know, when you have a need in the future, like, oh, that guy Julian took care of me really well last year, I want to give him a call, you know? So, like, we have a lot of returning customers. And then a lot of our programs, too, like for the cash loans, they have renewable options. So say if we get you on like a two-year program, for example, halfway through the term, you're like, hey, I need some more cash. Since you have a relationship with us already, it'll be a lot easier to refinance, for example, get you a cheaper rate with longer terms. So basically, once you start a relationship with us, it opens a lot of doors and we're able to do a lot of things for businesses just like yours. But just to tell you a little bit about the process, we could work pretty quickly. It's typically about a 24-hour turnaround time to get you some approvals once we receive the application info. So what we need is, it's a one-page credit application. We make it simple as possible. It's one page. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, because that's what the loans are based off of. They're based off your cash flow as far as the cash. And then we look at your previous year's tax return. Did you guys already do your 2015 taxes?
I'm not sure. That's what I was going to say. I don't know if that's all done or not. I'd have to look at that. I'd have to see.
That's fine. I would think
they should be.
Okay, you got a CPA or whatever. We can probably go off of 2014 then, if that's the case. If they're not, then that's fine. Okay, so yeah, it's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements, and since you have two business accounts, you can send both accounts, and so we can do like a credit analysis or a cash flow analysis of both. And then your 2014 tax return will be just fine if you don't have 2015 yet. And then do you already have a quote? Do you have a quote already or like from the guy that you want to get the trucks from? Has he quoted you or do you have like an official invoice or something like that?
No. We're just in the process of, he's going to get these other two in and he wants $34,000 for the one he had in there. And then he wants, he's got two more that are on the road and he's got drivers in them. He's going to bring them in this weekend and he was going to wash them up a little bit and text me pictures of them.
Okay, cool.
And then we'll be talking next week on them. I mean, we're just kind of in the communication process now I just kind of run across them here middle of this week.
That's perfectly fine. What are the models of those trucks?
Well, now that's going to scare you because they're 99 Peterbilts is what they are.
That's okay.
They're older trucks, and that's what I was getting at. I don't know, like I said, if you know anything about the trucking industry, those 99 Peterbilts, they will not need the electronic logs for this, it's going to be a mandatory if it passes. It ain't going to be from, it's a year from December 17th. of this mm-hmm. coming year. It's going to be another year, but if those things come into play, you got to have electronic log in every one of them trucks that are 99 and newer.
Okay.
And it's just going to cripple it. You know, you got to know the laws of your log book to know how bad them electronic logs are going to hurt you.
Are they like really expensive?
Well, they're expensive, and you know, you've got, like you say, you get up in the morning with your truck, you got 14 hours to do what you're going to do that day. Mm-hmm. If you've got a line sitting there, and you got to sit there in line for 6 hours to get that load on, you've got hours of that day to do. You could sit there the rest of the 8 hours, or you could go down the road 400 miles, but that's going to be it. Now, with the paper logs, you can kind of fudge that a little bit. You know, you can work with that. You can say, well, it took you an hour to load, and you'd be on down the road, and you've got your 11 hours to drive your run. But it's going to kill it. You know, it just those electronic, or you can be an hour away from your destination, you know, and if you've had a little bad luck in traffic or something, you know, that electronic log's going to cut you down an hour before you get there.
Got
you
it.
Know.
Okay, so there's some clear advantages.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm gonna buy them. Well, I'm gonna buy them I'm gonna buy some of them. I don't know how many. If I'll buy three, two, or one, but yeah. I'm gonna pick up at least anywhere from one to three of them.
Yeah.
Regardless if I have, you know, your money or the bank's money or whose money uh-huh. I got.
Okay, cool. Just, but, you know, I would say worst case scenario, like if we can't get equipment, like traditional equipment financing in place for those trucks, say for example, if they're, you know, because they're a little bit older and they're not as good collateral or whatever, we could still get you cash as far as like working capital. And then you can use it for whatever. You can use it for the trucks if you want it as well. It'll be a little bit more expensive than like traditional equipment financing, obviously, because it's not going to be secured by the equipment. It's not going to be collateralized. But nevertheless, we can still get some options in place for you. So I'm going to send you an email with the application info. Let's see. Let me just double check. So Kevin Krikoval at yahoo.com, right? So Kevin, KrikaVa, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's Krikoval, V-A at the end as in, V as in Victor, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, cool. I'm going to send you the application info right now. You should get it within the next few minutes or so. Once I have everything back from you, I can typically get some answers for you within 24 hours, and we'll present you with the best options available for you and with the longest terms available. And if you wanted to work backwards and get something shorter or something, you know, say we approve you for, you know, 300,000 cash and you only need 100,000. You don't have to take the full 300, you know, so.
Oh,
Right.
So
we
like to
right.
just kind of get the largest amount available and just kind of see what works best for you. Obviously, we want to make sure that it fits well with what you're looking to do and aligns with your goals and your projects and stuff too. So,
right.
Yeah. So let me see here. I think we covered everything. Do you have any other questions or anything for me?
Well, I mean, you're from California. I mean, I'm a little scared. I mean, the last guy that called me was somewhere from Michigan, and he kind of had the same scenario, and I drugged my feet for 6-7 months, and then I tried to call him back. He kept calling every month or 2-3 times a month, and I kind of drugged my feet, and then, there was a couple of things, and then now I can't get a hold of them. They act like they're out of business.
Yeah, so I can kind of...
I
can kind of clear up like some misconceptions. So we've been around for 14 years. I personally have a LinkedIn that you can look up. Do you have a LinkedIn? Are you familiar with LinkedIn?
Well, no, I'm not much of a computer guy. Liz is more at it than Tiffany, but,
okay. Gotcha.
We can do it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
yeah, you can send it in your email.
Yeah. You can basically Google me. You can Google Julian Martinez, Bank of Cardiff, LinkedIn, and you'll find me. You'll see my picture. You'll see that I graduated from San Diego State University in a degree in finance. You'll see that I'm a MBA student in the evening. And you can see that I'm a real person because I kind of get it. I'm in San Diego. You're all the way over there. You don't really know who you're really dealing with. And then we also have Google Plus with a ton of real customer reviews that you can kind of read for yourself. You'll see my name in there, and you'll see that we're obviously legit. We've been around for a long time. And like I said, I've been here for a little while, and I have goals of my own. I'm trying to grow my own business and things. Of course, like, I want to make sure that you're confident and you're able to, you know, trust us and everything like that as well. So, in the email, I'll make sure include my LinkedIn profile so you can kind of take a look, kind of see who exactly you're dealing with.
Okay.
And then feel free to look up our customer reviews and everything, testimonials and things like that. Check out our website.
Okay.
We have some other, like, social media stuff that you can look at too.
Okay. Will you have that on the email, or that'll be self-explanatory, or what?
I'll include it in the email.
Okay.
I'll definitely put in the email.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. I know that's way ahead of the game, but how do you actually disperse these funds? I mean, say you want $100,000, $200,000. How do you disperse your funds? Where do you put them in the account, or send a check, or what do you do?
Yeah, we deposit it directly into your account. We do either like an ACH or a wire, and it goes directly into your account. Yeah. Yep. And then
Yeah, exactly. I was just kind of wondering.
Yeah, exactly. It would either be an ACH or a wire. So we don't send you a check. We don't have to do this or that. We just deposit it directly. So.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that sounds good. Yeah, why don't you email that information? I mean, I got plenty of cash flow. I ain't worried about that. We go through a lot of money. I mean, well, maybe not compared to you guys in California, but you guys handle a lot more money out there than we do.
Well, still, you got a great business.
You know, your property's worth.
That is true.
Well, I do, you know, but
land is very expensive over here, for sure.
Yeah, that's just it. I mean, your land and stuff is so much more expensive than what ours is out here.
I don't know.
$300,000 wouldn't go very far out there.
Yeah, I honestly don't know how people do it over here. It's so crazy how expensive it is. I think how they do it is they live here for a couple of years and they leave, or you know what I mean? Like, I think a lot of people kind of come and go, like, they try it out over here and it doesn't work, and so... You either got to be really wealthy, or you got to be really wealthy, or you have to be willing. I was just saying, to live out here, you have to be really wealthy, or you have to be willing to live in the ghetto or something, you know.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously some areas in between, you know. So.
I've been out there. I used to haul hogs with the livestock. I used to haul to Vernon, California, there at Farmer John's.
Oh, no way.
Farmer. Yeah, down there. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's down, I call it downtown LA, really, but yeah, so, no, we haul livestock. I used to go there quite a bit with a truck and haul hogs in there. Pigs.
Oh, very cool.
Do you
guys still do interstate trucking, or are you mostly just in-state?
No, we're interstate.
You do interstate.
We go everywhere.
Cool.
Yep, we go everywhere. Houston, Texas. What's that?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Yeah, we go to Houston, Texas quite a bit with trucks. I don't myself. I don't go down there, you know, but no, I used to come to California. That's the farthest I've been, as far as that. I used to go up into New York and stuff like that a little bit, but I don't go as far as I used to because I work on the truck some myself and I farm, you know. I got these cattle, so I can't, you know, I can't go out that far. I truck, but I don't go out that far.
Yeah. So by the way, when would you like to get these trucks in place, just so I can get a timeline? Are you trying to get them as soon as possible?
Well, if we're going to do the truck thing, I mean, I'd like to do something here next week sometime. I'm going to try to work on them. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Are you able to get the application back to me by today or tomorrow?
I'd have to get my bank statements is the biggest thing. I mean, the other part ain't going to take much to fill it out. It's probably more likely to probably be, Monday maybe, huh?
Monday, sure, yeah. Just so I can meet your needs and meet your timeline. Typically from start to finish, the approval takes about a day, and then to fund you sometimes takes a couple days. It can be done the same day, but it really I don't want to overpromise anything because sometimes it could take a couple days or so.
Yeah.
But generally, we're pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, I understand.
Start to finish, it could be done within a week.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who do you bank with? Okay. Who do you bank with, by the way?
It's a little bit town, Adams State Bank.
Adams State Bank. Do they have online checking that you can log into? Because if anything, you can just log in and download the bank statements, and then you can just email them directly.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah,
we're illiterate completely, but I don't do all that stuff. Tiffany and Liz do that stuff.
Gotcha.
I bet I can get Tiffany to print it off.
Yeah, just ask her. Whatever's easiest for you, I can kind of just work around whatever's easiest. And then if it's easier, you can also fax them. So fax or email's fine. And I'll make sure to include our fax number in the email as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you driving right now, or did you want to jot down my phone number really quick in case you need to call me?
Let's see here. I'm in a pickup right now. I'm not moving, but I got to see if I got a pin in here. Okay. I might have to go to the shop here. I'm just right outside the shop. I'll take it down.
Okay.
Is it hot out there?
Actually, today is a little bit
cooler. Is it warm out there?
Today is a little bit cooler.
I see.
The heat waves have been coming and going, though, through the fall. It's kind of weird. Like, we had a week straight where it was, like, 85 every day, and then now it's, like, back to the 60s. So it's weird. The weather's weird here in San Diego.
I see.
I mean, it's great. I'm not complaining. Don't get me wrong, but... It's just kind of
sometimes. Right. Yeah, I'm this other guy, he talked the same program, didn't sound like a really nice guy, and now they say the place, the phone number's been disconnected.
Oh, no way. What was the name of the company?
It was like Charter Oak or something up in Michigan. Huh. I'd have to get the email. We've got the stuff on the computer yet, it really kind of scares a guy because, he wanted my bank statements and all that, and I shut me banking information too much, and so I kind of drug my feet, and then some other stuff, where in the hell's a pin? Other stuff come up here, so then I thought, I'll call the guy back here, what he's doing.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get hold of nobody.
Ah, geez. Well, we're definitely not going anywhere anytime soon, at least, so.
goddamn, I thought I had a...
There are a lot of companies
okay,
that...
Okay, here's a pen. I got a pen. One second here, I got a pen.
Okay.
Let's see here. Pen here. I'm just out here in the shop. I don't know why we didn't have a pen more available there. Go ahead. What is your number?
Okay, it's 858-779-0931. And my name is Julian.
Julian. Okay.
And I'm with Bank of Cardiff. If you wanted to look us up, Cardiff, it's
C-A-R-D-I-F. You're with what? You're with where?
Yeah, Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's C-A-R-D as in David, I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay.
Yeah, and have your secretary...
You know, everything's...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, she could print all her stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, feel free to have her do some research on us just so she can kind of tell you what she finds, and obviously she'll find her legit business. She can find me on social media and things like that as well. So,
I imagine we could probably do some business. I mean, as long as your interest ain't skyrocket, you know. I mean, I know it's going to be higher than probably I can get it at the bank. You know, but it just, if I don't borrow it as long, you know, long term, it ain't so bad.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to get the best approval for you, and then kind of just to try to earn your business and get the best possible options in place for you. But I'll be able to get you some solid numbers, typically within a day or so of receiving, like, the application info, and then we can kind of go from there. It is going to be a little bit more expensive than your, like, traditional bank financing just because you don't... you know, if you get a loan from your bank, everything is secured by your assets, for example, or secured by the equipment.
Yes.
Or they have your checking account. So if you don't pay them, they just take it out of your account. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah. I don't see how you guys, it's a wonder, of course, the other guy explained all this to me. He said, yeah, they try to deal with people that, you know, it's going to pay your bills and make you stronger. But I don't see how you guys don't go busted. I mean, you'd think so many people be screwing you with unsecured when you're unsecured.
Yeah, we're really careful about who we lend to. There's plenty of businesses that have inquired with financing for us that we just didn't, just because it's a too high amount of risk. Or we will offer them something, but it'll be like a higher interest loan because there is risk associated with it, and there are customers who end up not paying. So that's where you have to try to compensate for that. But yeah, we are very careful about who we lend to. We don't just lend to anybody, as you can imagine. So.
Yeah. Well, you couldn't. You just go busted.
Oh, exactly. People would
go busted.
People would just take advantage, you know.
Oh yeah. Okay, I got to get going here myself, but let me, I'll work on this and maybe we can do some business. I'm interested.
Sounds good, Kevin. It was a pleasure chatting with you. I'm going to send you the email and I'll probably give you a call tomorrow just to touch base and see if you make sure you got the email and everything.
Okay, that'll work.
And then again, the best number to reach you, I have 785-547-6411, is that right? Can you hear me okay?
Did I lose you? Yeah, I got you. Yeah, that's the number.
Okay, perfect. Okay, Kevin, I'll let you go then. You take care, buddy. We'll talk soon.
You bet. Yep.
All right, bye-bye.